I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Finally, some good news out of Pakistan. A 17-year-old boy led his entire tribe to follow Jesus. Rehan worked as a waiter at a roadside restaurant. One day, an FMI partner visited the restaurant, and Rehan noticed how well Sufdar treated him and asked him why. Sufdar gave him an audio Bible and invited him to an FMI center to talk more. Rehan realized how much Jesus loves him, and he told his family about it as well. While his parents were moved by the message, they still feared backlash from tribal leaders. But Nehemiah with FMI tells us,
one evening, he gathered all the tribe's members under one big tent. First, Rehan showed Jesus' movie, then a brother shared 15 minutes devotion about salvation and new hope in Christ. That day, a 17-year-old boy led his whole tribe to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise God for this tribe of about 60 people and ask Him to strengthen them. And there's encouraging news from Haiti as well. Gospel workers tell Helen Williams of World Missionary Press,
to say that 2021 was a difficult year is an understatement. We had a presidential assassination, multiple kidnappings, fuel shortages, out-of-control gang activity, two earthquakes, and a hurricane. And yet through it all, God still reigns.
One distribution partner combines humanitarian work with evangelism, repairing roads, installing wells, and introducing entire villages to Jesus. 11 people were saved during a recent outreach.
The Haitians have a phrase about water is life. When they put in these wells and they take the booklets, it's a physical picture of what God is doing as a life-giving water, and He's changing lives.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and help you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. Would you consider joining us today? Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.